This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song.
In Him and Him alone can help you, can help me all through the days of your life. Welcome, welcome to the Early Bird Gospel program coming to you on Radio Hawke's Bay, 104.7 FM. 14:31 a.m. Otherwise, radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Well, time is actually flying. It seems to me that we were on the radio just a few minutes ago. But in saying that, we were on the radio last Sabbath morning, the first Sabbath of the year, and here we are already on the second Sabbath of the year. And before we go through sharing what we would like to share with you this morning, I would like to share a brief testimony of a dear lady who went through some difficult time in her life. Basically, in the conclusion of her time on this year, well, in this world, I would say, hear what she had to say. Well, hear what she said then. And to me, it is new to me. And it has been an encouraging thought for me over the period of times that I tried my best to walk with Jesus. And this is what he said. During a difficult experience in her 70-year ministry, Ellen White wrote, "Jesus is my precious Savior. I want to copy the pattern. How exact in principle and upright in conduct was he. He gave no place to Satan when he was tempted. How wide awake he had to be to discern the tempter's wiles. Oh, if we would only walk and work as Jesus worked, how strict would be all our transactions with believers and unbelievers. How tender, how charitable, how meek and lowly of heart we become, because we have learned of him. How dimly we reflect the great glory of our Lord. We need to behold him more steadfastly, that may be changed into his image." Dear radio listeners, it is our hope and prayer that what we share on Radio Hawke's Bay through the Early Bird Gospel program, in devotions, at any time, that these messages may help every, let's just say, every hearer and reach the goal that we have set forth, or that God has set forth for you and for me, in the words from the Word of God, which is the Bible. At the end, she went on to say, "Be like Jesus. This my song. In the home and in the throng, be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus."
Just as I am. Come to thee, O Lamb, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark lot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, with fears within and foes without, O Lamb of God, I come.
Let us pray. Our loving Father, which art in heaven, we want to thank you for your love towards us, towards the whole world. Because of your love for the whole world, you sent your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to this world, born as a child, grew up as a young man, as a youth, taught us, showed us mercy, grace, love. At the end, he ended up on the cross of Calvary just because of us. You sent your Son to this world for your love. And through the wickedness of this world, he ended up on the cross of Calvary because of our sins. And he opened a way that we may, for those who will accept him, to be their personal Savior, to be with him on that golden morning when Jesus comes. For he had promised to his disciples and to us today that I am going to prepare a place for you, and when it is finished, I will come again and receive you unto myself. What a beautiful words those were, Father. We just want to thank you. But he never left us alone, for he said, I am going, and I will send a comforter to comfort every and each one of you. So this morning, on the Early Bird Gospel program coming, we're going on air on Radio Hawke's Bay. we would like also to pray the blessings on this radio and on all the providers who have given us the opportunity to share the good news of salvation to the world. So, Father God, may your hand stretch forth to those who have given their time to work on Radio Hawke's Bay, that we may be able to share what you have given us to share. So bless this radio station and bless the hearers of your word, that they may take time to consider the beauty of hearing God's word, for there is hope in it. And as we share your message on radio this morning, we ask you, Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, give us the words to speak. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. This morning, we have titled our little reading for this morning for what we call is our daily bread, Christ's example gives power to resist temptation. Last week we were sharing Jesus, our pattern, depended on prayer. Dear radio listeners, let me just share with you just a personal testimony that happened within my own home. This week, we'd say, coming towards the end of the second week of this month, January. Prior to the beginning of this year, 2026, my wife and I got together and we asked the question, what is our hope? Or what do we want to happen in the year 2026? And I am not ashamed to share with all our radio listeners that are listening at this present moment. In my home, my wife struggles to get out of bed, to go to the loo, even to walk with a walker. She needs a helping hand. And I've asked her, and this is what she said to me, I would like to be able to walk again, whether with a walker or with a walking stick. And we put things together, hoping and trusting in God. That this will take place in the year 2026. During the same time, I turned around and I said to her, it is my desire, this is talking about myself, with a hope that God will give you the strength that you may start to walk again, may not be 50%, at least give you the strength to walk again the first month of the year 2026. In brief, we left everything to God and we chose a heading for the beginning of the year 2026. And we've called it Communing with God. Morning, midday, and evening. Morning, midday, and evening. Praying, singing, whether it's out of tune, we both laugh at each other. And I would like to say to all our radio listeners this morning, we were so happy just doing what we were doing, putting all our trust into God's hand. All right. Yesterday was the 9th of this month, March. My daughter being home and my granddaughter being home, giving her time, having a chat. And to my surprise, when I came back into the house, because I spent all day basically outside doing work in the garden, I noticed something, but I've never thought I would open my mouth. And I just could not believe. Although my wife weren't able to walk, and I'm going to share with all our radio listeners out there, before we share with you what we have chosen for this morning. And I was told by my daughter, when she came back from somewhere, and she saw her mother in a wheelchair in the sitting room. And she was, because she was usually walking with a walker beside her bed. And she asked the question, "How did you manage to get in here?" And she turned around and said, "I went to the toilet, and I was able to come back and sit on the wheelchair. And I could not believe, not to say that I did not believe, it brought joy within my heart. But then I waited. Because, you know, dear radio listeners, this is just a newly testimony that I have seen. I've never seen things like this before in my life in that respect. And I waited, but I didn't see everything. So when I came back again into the house, there she was on a wheelchair, that is, sitting in front of the table, ready to eat. And I asked my question. How did she get there? So through the night, I was praising God. We all had a good feed, went to bed. And I pushed her into the bed on the wheelchair, cut her onto the bed. Then we start talking, and I said, "Of all that happened today, did you do it by yourself?" She just looked at me with a smile on her face. Radio listeners, God always keeps His word. And this is what He said to me, and this is what He will be saying to you too, if you are not already walking with Him. All we have to do is take time to spend time with God, and then pray, and then ask, and then knock, and Jesus will come to you. I say this with the fullness of my heart, because it has happened to me in the past, and I've shared my own testimony on the radio for many, many times. So this morning, Christ being our examples gives power to resist temptation. Did you know that? We go through some trials in life. We all have been tempted. and sometimes we hold grudges. But this is what Jesus said in his word. Let's just say, if you would have your Bibles with you, open with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 3 and verse 21 and verse 22. And this is what Jesus said. It came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form, like a dove, upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." That's the example that Jesus has done for you and for me this morning. What he said here? It came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. How wonderful it is to know that God can do miraculous, wonderful things within our lives. It happened in my home this week.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful?
Sweetest name I soul like the sea billows rush. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy on my soul like the sea.
Jesus is wonderful, and I can testify that to everyone who are listening to the Early Bird Gospel program. Thank you, thank you. And dear brothers and sisters and our radio listeners, Christ is our example in all things. In response to his prayer of his Father, heaven was opened and the Spirit descended like a dove and abode upon him. The Holy Spirit of God is to communicate with men and women and to abide in the hearts of the obedient and faithful. Light and strength will come to those who, what? Listen carefully, earnestly seek it in order that they may have wisdom to resist Satan and to overcome in times of temptation. We are to overcome even as Christ overcame. Jesus opened his public mission with fervent prayer, and his example makes manifest the fact that prayer is necessarily in order to lead a successful Christian life. He was constantly in communion with his Father, and his life presents to us a perfect pattern which we are to imitate. Dear radio listeners and families and friends, you and I, we are dependent upon God for success in living the Christian life. And Christ's example opens before us the path by which we may come to a never-failing source of strength, from which we may draw grace and power to resist the enemy and to come off victorious. What a God. Thank you, Jesus. He is so wonderful. Let's come to Jesus. Bring all our weights and our burdens to him, and he will lighten it for you, dear radio listeners, dear families and friends. Do you know what? I may not see you personally. We may not see each other personally in this life. No matter where you are, where I am today, God's hand, Christ's hand is open to you, and he's saying to you and to me this morning, bring all your burdens to me, and I will lighten them up for you. I've shared with you a brief testimony on the beginning, just prior to the beginning of this year, 2026. As I have shared earlier on, what my wife and I have gone through. Dear radio listeners, it's happening. Put your trust in God. With my time running, I would like to share this, to say, you know, this with you from the Word of God. Let's take time. God, Jesus said, I am coming again. I will come again. Jesus said, he will come again and receive who? Those who believe in him. I have no time to share a lot more than just that. Now, there is the good, there is the bad. There is a place for the good, there is a place for the bad. There is a place for the believers, and there is a place for the non-believers. Time given, I might be able to share this with you sometime in the future. Some years ago, a sea captain remarked to his faithful wife, one more voyage and then we'll buy a nice home in the country and settle down in comfort for the rest of our lives. But the unfortunate man sailed on a ship that never returned. An affectionate father spoke to his five-year-old boy, stay right there, Bobby. Daddy is going up the canyon and a little further, but we'll come back for you very soon. But among the rocks ahead, tragedy overtook him. And although Bobby waited all night long, Daddy did not return. Human promises and pledges, though made in good faith, oftentimes fail, my dear radio friends and families. But the promise of God will never fail. The Apostle Peter declared in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Concerning the promise of our Lord's return to this earth, we read, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. And you will find that in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 37, if you would have your Bibles with you. Read it for yourself. A question is asked, how certain is Christ's return? This is our message of hope, dear radio listeners. How certain is Christ's return? And the only way to find the answer is, let's go to the Bible. In John chapter 14, verse 3, and you can also go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, even Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to verse 11, and it reads in John chapter 14, verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. Amen? Jesus said it, not me. And then we go to the book of Matthew. A question is also thrown here. What did Christ tell the scribes and Pharisees about his return? Who are these scribes? Who are these Pharisees? But let's listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 39. Come on, dear radio listeners, get your pen, get your Bible, or open it with me and let us all read together. For I say unto you, this is in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 39. For I say unto you, He shall not see me henceforth till he shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen? Yes. Welcome to the Early Bird Gospel Program. And another question for you and for me this morning is this. At his trial, what did Christ promise about his return? Well, if you go through some kind of a trial in your life, do you have time to think about what may take place? Well, I tell you what, I've been through some trials, and I can tell you what happened to me. But listen to this. At his trial, what did Christ promise about his return? And open with me to the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 64. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 64. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Amen. Let's read again. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, Hereafter shall he see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. What assurance did Jesus give John concerning his return? In Revelation chapter 22, verse 7, verse 12, and verse 20. Okay, that's the last book in the Bible. What assurance did Jesus give John concerning his return? All right. Revelation chapter 22, verse 7, verse 12, and verse 20. He repeats three times the truth of his second coming. Dear radio listeners, and this is what he said. Behold, I come quickly. And he went on to say again, Behold, I come quickly. And at the third time, he said, Surely I come quickly. Wow. How important is that, dear radio listeners? How important? Jesus confirmed when the question was asked. Dear radio listeners, three times in the book of Revelation, he said, Behold, I come quickly. Secondly, what did he say? What did he say then? I come quickly. And in Revelation chapter 20, he said, Surely, I come quickly. And I tell you what, any winner, I am coming, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to their work shall be. Wow. Praise the Lord, isn't it? How good is Jesus? Oh, well, my friends, Jesus is so good. He's so wonderful. He loves you and me. I know that. I know that. In conclusion, now, a little sharing of that matter, of the second coming of Jesus, the Apostle Paul mentions the return of Christ in his epistles many times. In the New Testament alone, There are also a large number of references containing statements attesting to the truth that Christ will return. The apostle admonishes. He went on to say, if you would have your Bible, go to the book of James chapter 5 and verse 7 and 8. And the apostle Paul went on to say, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Radio listeners, families and friends, look around us. What's happening in the whole world today? Take time to read the Word of God. Take time. You may not hear me again on the radio. I'm going to say this. Only God knows my future and your future. Now is the accepted time. Another word is, now is the right time to surrender all, my whole being or your whole being to God. And God will take care of you. Not to say that we will not go to sleep. And I just want to remind everybody, everyone that died in Christ, that's the message I want to say. You are not dead. you are sleeping. For when Jesus comes, he will raise you back. In other words, he will wake you up again, and he will take you with him to where he wants to take you, to the place that he had promised for you and for me. So almost in closing, and I would like to share this with you all, and this is what me and my wife would always been doing for this year, for the beginning of this year, 2026. And with me, it's a promise that had been with me for many, many years since I accepted Jesus in my heart. There are so many promises in the Word of God, and God never failed, but I failed. Why? Because I want to do what I want to do. But in our promise for this morning, from the first book of the Bible, that is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, I would like to share this with you. If you will have your time, take it. And this is what he said in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his. Amen? We may not get the full understanding of this verse. Let me read it again. And I will put enmity between thy, what? Between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his head. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Our text for New Year's start, dear reader, listeners, for the year 26, and go from there. A New Year day, yes, this is appropriate, for it is the first promise of God to fallen humanity. It is the first revelation of God's covenant of grace. Amen. The first gospel sermon, the first prophecy of redemption. It is the first promise of our Lord Jesus Christ to every believer, not only of a Savior, but also of a Lord. When he was bruised at his crucifixion, the power of the serpent seemed supreme. But dear radio listeners, but our Savior said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Wow, beautiful. How wonderful that message is for you and for me to say. Terrible was the bruising that our Lord endured. But even in the hour of apparent defeat, dear radio listeners, okay? But even in the hour of apparent defeat, he was victor. Soon the promise and prophecy of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 will meet its complete fulfillment, our Lord's second coming and the final judgment. During the year that we enter today, we may suffer much from the serpent and his seed, but we are not to what? To despair. Jesus, our Savior, is our defender. We may be happy too as we trust in his strength. The psalmist exhorts, let all those, okay, psalmist, let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. And let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. That's Psalm chapter 5, verse 11. Dear radio listeners and friends, we may be wounded at times and limp in our afflictions, but our Lord has set his foot on the serpent's head, and by faith we may have victory here and now. And at the last reign, with Christ Jesus, the seed of the woman. And went on to say, have faith in God and in the virgin seed. Have faith in God. His promise meets our need. Have faith in God from sin and Satan's freed. Have faith, dear friends, in God. And the psalmist is saying to you and to me today, arise from arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. This is what I'm saying to you. Dear radio listeners, take care. God bless you. If I don't see you again, let's see each other on that golden morning when Jesus comes. Did you know that? Why he died on the cross? He died to pay all our sins. God's blessings be with you all from the Eddie Bird Gospel Program.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. Thy power and thine alone. It can change a leper's spots. And I've seen it melt the heart of stone. I gotta say right now, Jesus.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.